Today is Sunday, March 20th, 2016, and this...
I was at a blackjack table doing what comes naturally, counting. And at the casino, that's a no-no. Word spread and then, well, let's just say I retired. But now I'm back because I know there's a lot more secrets here in Vegas. Secrets that can make us all money.
It's 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 545. Let's see, let's see.
Amazing times that we've had here in Las Vegas.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. You dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
Feeling good as hell.
Me too. You know why?
Yes.
We're in Las Vegas right now. Not right now when we're recording this, but right now when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this close to the time that we posted it online. Mm-hmm. I know it's hard to believe because we've got the old trip coming up.
Yep.
And we'd love to see you there April 2nd at the D.
We would.
Where we will be doing our show live with our friends Vegas Gang and Vegas Tripping. However... that was not planned when we scheduled our March trip. So normally we wouldn't go to Vegas twice close together. And I'm a little concerned about our ability to make it through both of them.
Yeah.
With livers intact and not completely broke and all that. So we'll see how this goes. But
it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. And hopefully, you know, our trip leading up to it that we're currently involved in is...
Profitable
and not too... out
rough.
Of control.
Yeah.
So we will have lots to talk about on our next couple shows, including some of our highlights from our current trip we will be discussing at our show at the D on April 2nd. So you can hear all about our adventures. It is a free event, so just show up. You don't have to get tickets or pay or anything like that. We'd love to see you if you're in town April 2nd, 2 p.m. You can get details at vegastripping.com/VZZZT. I'll link to it in the show notes as well.
Triple Z.
Yep. So this week, we have a couple things going on. Since we're recording this in advance, we don't have any news to discuss. However, we do have some stuff. We've got some emails that we've been accumulating from you, our beloved listeners. We're going to respond to some questions, and we're going to listen to a bit of my audiobook, The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas. Well, the listeners are. I don't know. I'll drop those clips in. You haven't listened to it at all, have you?
I have not yet.
I'm not like giving you shit for that at all because you hear me all the time. So sitting down and intentionally listening to 8 hours of me, for you, that might be a little much. I understand.
Okay.
You get the magic every day.
I do get the magic every day.
So we'll give you a little taste of the audiobook a little later in the show too. But before we get into those things, I thought we would talk about our beloved sponsors at Viator.
Viator, it gives you more.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Summer is coming up quickly. I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Warm weather season. It's a good time to start planning your vacations. And Viator is a great place to start. Whether you've already figured out where you're going or you're looking for ideas, Viator.com can hook you up. If you know where you're going, search for that city, see what kind of tours, attractions, shows, excursions, whatever they have there, and book them. It'll make your vacation awesome. If you don't know where you're going, you can get lost on Viator for hours. Mm-hmm. I swear to God. I've done this just in preparing for our show and trying to figure out what I'm going to talk about. I'll choose a city that I'm like mildly interested in, mm-hmm. and suddenly be like, I'd like to do that and that and that and that. Oh, great food tour, great drinking tour. I didn't even know they had those cool boats that I always talk about riding on that I've never ridden on. I'm obsessed with those fucking boats in Florida, damn it.
Yeah.
I think they have them in Louisiana too. Those big fan boats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm obsessed with those. Just because they don't have them here. I'd probably ride on and be like, oh, this is kind of lame. But it's one of those things. So check it out. Viator.com, great place to start planning your trip. They have all kinds of great Vegas stuff as well. They serve dozens and dozens of cities worldwide. Thousands of entertainment options. Like I said, tours, shows, attractions, excursions, you name it. Great prices, great service. They're longtime supporters of this podcast, and for that, we love them. Viator.com is the website. They've got great iPhone, iPad, iPod. iPod's still a thing? iPod Touch? Yeah, I think it is.
Yep.
Android apps. And, of course, you can visit our website at 500bymidnight.com. Click through our link before you book. We get bonus points, and it tells Viator that their sponsorship is paying off. So we appreciate when you do that as well. Okay. You ready for some listener questions?
Sure.
Did I even play the theme song last week?
I don't think you did.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so disappointed in myself.
Aw.
I love our Dear Tim and Michelle theme song.
Well, you can play it now.
Got a box full of letters. Think you might like to read. Send your note and desires. Means of contact, P.O. Box 8941. Baby, write you a letter.
So disappointed in myself.
Well, here's what happened. So a little behind the scenes action.
What happened?
We started to record last week's show and things went to hell when you started. No, wait, you didn't press pause after playing the intro and then it went into the theme song. You probably already thought you played the theme song.
Oh, maybe. It was in my head that I'd already played it because I already heard a little bit of
it.
Even though that was...
not the case.
Oh, well, I think I'll get over it and I'm sure nobody else probably even noticed. We'll see. We'll see if I get any... Between the time that that show came out and this show comes out, I'll be curious whether or not I hear from anybody saying what happened to the theme music. I'm guessing not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, who cares? Anyway, we got some we've got some great questions from our listeners. Let's start off with one from Steve from New York, and Steve is booked for a trip in May, and he's going to be traveling with his younger cousin who doesn't have the same bankroll he does. So he's looking for ways to save money and was wondering if we could plan a Vegas trip where we eat and gamble the cheapest way possible, what would it include? And he said when he says cheap, he's talking cheap. You know, cheap steak dinner, $2 hot dogs, and most importantly, the cheapest booze around.
Mm-hmm. Well, cheap steak dinner, Ellis Island.
Yeah. And so, yeah, depending on where you're staying, too, that kind of plays into this a little bit.
Yeah, it does.
But so let's just go with the things that we know off the top of our head. Ellis Island. Not only the cheap steak dinner, but it's their whole menu is like under $10 pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So head over there. They're open all the time. It's a block off the strip behind Bally's, and that's the place to go. Their steak dinner thing, that's like their legendary special. Mm-hmm. It's not on the menu, but I think they have a thing where you have to play $5 through a machine.
Mm-hmm.
And get a voucher or something now. Swing by the Players Club booth when you get there and find out the details.
It's become more complex.
A little bit, but not that much. And they also don't have the beer as part of the meal anymore, which it used to be. Their beer is only $2 anyway, though.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, then.
So if you're looking for cheap drinking,
after
dinner, just pound their huge beers. Pound those $2 micro brews from Ellis Island. You'll be shit-faced all day long. they've got, of course, the dollar Michelobes at Casino Royale, which have been around forever.
I wouldn't do the... Do they still have the dollar margaritas?
No.
Okay.
They don't, because they put in a Fat Tuesday, so they quit doing
that. Oh, okay. Yeah. Those didn't have a lot of alcohol in them anyway.
No, those never do.
Yeah.
Other cheap food places, kind of the same general area, at the Miracle Mile shops at Planet Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation for cheap breakfast is to wander back into the Miracle Mile shops.
You're recommending going into a mall.
There are about three or four restaurants. Blondie's. Cheeseburger
in Paradise.
I think it's called Cheeseburger at the Oasis.
Okay,
but yes, that place. La Salsa.
Oh, Cheeseburger. That's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Yeah, La Salsa Cantina.
Yep.
And there might be one other one too, but they have they've got breakfasts under $10, and it's your basic eggs,
toast, hash browns. You might get coffee. You might not. You might get an orange juice. You might not.
They vary. You won't get orange juice.
Okay.
They vary slightly.
They'll overcharge you for the orange juice then.
If coffee is important, go to the cheeseburger place
because
that is included. And if it's not, then the others are fine. There's also a La Salsa Cantina at Caesar's Palace, like right by, it's part of the Forum Shops.
Uh-huh.
And I think they have
also in a ball.
They might even have outdoor seating there, but they've got the cheap thing too.
Okay.
So you can get relatively cheap breakfast there. So those are good cheap food options. My cheap drinking suggestion.
I like this. We discussed this briefly before the show.
Yeah. Now, see, here's the thing. It depends.
Again, your location.
Where you're staying thing. But if you're going to go downtown or you're staying downtown, start at Le Bayou. It's a shitty little grind joint that just has slot machines. It's the most ridiculous drink service you've ever seen. Walk in, $10 in a slot machine.
Tip your waitress well.
Well,
dollar, a buck, dollar drink.
You know. But you know, you can sit there and slow play a Wheel of Fortune machine or something.
And have about five drinks.
Oh my God. The waitresses assault you with service. Because it's so small. And I think they're, you know, well, like any waitress, they're just working on tips. And if there might be at any given time, like 8 or 10 people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's usually 2 or 3 waitresses making the rounds. So it's a constant flow of booze. And it's not, you know, like your top shelf stuff. But, you know, you can order a rum and coke and slam it and have another one 2 minutes later. And that's so you start there,
mm-hmm.
get a cheap gambling buzz on, and then wander and just maintain it. And you can downtown, you can find drink specials. A lot of times, a lot of the specials downtown are on beer.
Yeah.
So like Fremont, I know they have like Corona and a couple other things that are $2 or $3. Although some of them will have shot specials too. Keep an eye on signs in downtown, because a lot of times they'll have signs up. Same thing with cheap food.
Yeah. And I know El Cortez always has a drink of the month. I think this month it's like a $5 Midori margarita, which does not sound appealing to me, but it might sound appealing to some people.
Yeah. So, downtown, you can drink pretty cheap downtown especially if you're not too discerning about what you're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And you talked about Mermaids.
Oh, yeah. Mermaids has cheap food. It's shit.
If you consider it food, depending on your definition of
deep fried Twinkies and deep fried Oreos and stuff like that. You can get those for a buck or two. The cheap hot dogs that he mentioned. Yeah, you can. A lot of times, like the sports books, go over to the El Cortez sports book. If there are sporting events, you can get a dog for a couple bucks.
Mm-hmm.
There is a Casino Royale has, what is it, $2.50, $2.75 for a hot dog there. Cheap dogs are pretty easy to find still. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anything obvious.
Anyone gone to Vegas and subsisted on an all hot dog diet?
Oh, I like a decent dog, but I can't do that. You know, a couple a trip, and that's if I'm hammered when I'm eating them usually. I think they still have the Jackie's Burger special at El Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be in the coffee shop. Now it's in Siegel's. And that's, I can't remember the exact price, but it's a burger and chips and I don't know if there's anything else. Maybe it's a burger and fries now, but it's a good burger for the price. I think the Binion's burger is pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Those are my suggestions off the top of my head. I think if we were going for a few days and wanted to eat really cheap, it wouldn't be that hard. The other thing, too, is if you happen to have any comps, you know, on your player's card, burn through those or any deals that you got in the mail. Take a look at the coupon list for like the American Casino Guide,
because
you can get that book fairly cheap, like 10-12 bucks. And if there's, you take a look at the coupon list online before you buy it and see if there's enough stuff on there that might make it worth saving a few bucks too. All right. And yeah, Las Vegas Advisor is their coupon book too, but that's a little more expensive. So, okay. Thanks for that question. We hope you have a good time.
Yeah.
Mark is fairly new to the podcast, and he is a Vegas fanatic. With a question regarding solo trips. Have you ever had a solo trip, and what's your opinion of them?
I have not.
I have in a couple different manners. I have in a lead up to a non solo trip where I was meeting my brothers and my dad for our guy trip. And also I would kind of consider my work trips to be solo trips because I was there for several days by myself. And, you know, there were work people there, but it's not like I was hanging out with them other than work so much. So, yes, I have had solo trips and
good for you.
So here's the thing. I have mixed feelings about it.
I've had solo trips elsewhere.
I don't enjoy them as much, nearly as much. And I'm not just saying that because you're sitting 3 feet away from me and squeeze my balls until they are turned to dust.
I wouldn't do that.
I know, but I'm serious when I say I do enjoy, I do enjoy our trips much better than solo trips.
I can understand that because...
I like sharing the experience.
Yeah. When I'm wandering around by myself, it's fine, but I always have a better time, which is weird because I'm a total introvert, but I have a better time with you and hanging out with other people that we meet along the way.
Yeah. But that said, I encourage people to do it if you...
Oh, yeah. Don't let the lack of a companion keep you from going.
No. If my options were to go to Vegas alone or not go to Vegas, I would choose going to Vegas alone. Mm-hmm. So, and in fact, you were encouraging me recently.
Yeah.
When I was thinking about doing that.
You're thinking about doing it for a couple nights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think I would have a hard time doing it for a longer trip just because I do think I would probably be a little lost.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the interactions. I like a certain amount of what do you want to do. I like you.
You like our 5 minute. I don't know what do you want to do. I don't know what do you want to do.
Well, sometimes you provide a little guidance. Sometimes when you're like, oh, but we were talking about doing this, and I'm like, oh yeah, great. Because once I get there, I kind of just like blank on everything that I intended mm-hmm. to do, with a few exceptions. But so yeah, I don't know. I prefer going with somebody. But like I said, if the options are Vegas alone or not Vegas, I'd choose Vegas alone.
Mm-hmm.
If the options are Vegas alone or Vegas with you, I'm choosing you.
Aw.
So there you go. Mark sees the pros to a solo trip as getting to eat, sleep, gamble, drink, and go wherever, whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. He said in years past, he's had trouble convincing his traveling partners to go on an eight casino coupon run that included Ellis Island and Sam's Town. The cons are cab fare, safety, and trying to convince people I'm not going to Vegas for the hookers. Yep. So, I don't know. What works well for us is that we tend to have kind of similar things we want to do
mm-hmm.
for the most part. And some of the things that we don't maybe, like if you're going to shop, mm-hmm. which you don't do a ton of, but when you want to shop.
Yeah, I've done less and less.
I like to gamble. I'm not that I like to gamble more. I'm more likely to put up with losing than you are, so uh-huh. I will gamble more.
Right.
And therefore, sometimes you decide to go shopping, but I'm occupied gambling. So
yep.
when we do those things where we kind of split up for a while and come back, it just makes our relationship stronger. Mm-hmm. yes. So anyway, we have that advantage that we're very compatible in the things we like to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we'll humor each other. If there was something like, if I wanted to suddenly, we'll humor each other. I think it doesn't come up a lot, but if it's like, let's do this ridiculous, nonsensical thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're both pretty much willing to just kind of go with it a mm-hmm. lot of times, unless it's something that, if you suggested something I was completely opposed to and vice versa, I think we'd probably, you know.
We'd feel comfortable saying, oh, hell no.
Yeah. But I don't know. That hasn't really been an issue much. So, all right. Thanks for the question, Mark. All right. Mike, a.k.a. Vegas Bound, writes, this one's from November. I've been sitting on these questions for so fucking long.
Oh,
this is also a solo question. Kind of. I've been traveling solo to Vegas one or two times a year for the past 4 years. Each time I try to be less of a Vegas snob and try new Vegas experiences outside of the M Life resorts. That'll get easier and easier the more they start charging you for shit. 2 years ago, I finally decided to venture downtown, had a major run at craps at the Binion's Party Pit, and fell in love with everything downtown. Last August, I went downtown for a night and made a point to play and experience every casino on Fremont as well as El Cortez. For my upcoming trip, I will once again be venturing from the Strip to downtown Las Vegas and want to try one of the better restaurants on Fremont Street. From listening to your podcast and reading your book, I'm leaning towards Andiamo, but I'm wondering if there was a restaurant that you would recommend more for a great downtown Las Vegas experience. We love Andiamo.
Yeah.
One of our favorites downtown.
Oh, that meatball.
Yeah. So really, I mean, I think you nailed it as far as the one that I would go, mm-hmm. go to.
That would be my first choice. Is this a solo trip?
I believe so.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're going with a significant other, Hugo's Cellar would be, even though we've never been there, we've heard wonderful things, but I think that's more of
I wouldn't do that alone.
No.
Yeah. But that would be a fun couple thing if you're going with mm-hmm. like that kind of thing. Let's see. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else downtown. Obviously, like for pizza, we like Pizza Rock. We've mentioned that 5 million times. So he's just talking about one thing, but yeah. So now I'm going to throw out like all these favorites that we have. Carson Kitchen is really good.
Oh, I really like Carson.
So yeah, if you're looking for something that maybe is, if you don't want to spend as much money as you might at a steakhouse, then yeah, Carson Kitchen, which is, you know, block off Fremont Street, but that's really good. Those would probably be the ones that I'd, and then obviously breakfast. We're going to DuPar's for pancakes. If have one to choose, but Eat is really good as well.
Yes. Oh, I love Eat. Oh,
I'm
hungry
like,
now.
I know downtown Las Vegas food options now
have gotten so good.
I feel like we've mentioned that 400 times lately, but it's because I've been looking at menus and I'm like, oh God.
Well, downtown to me is like, it's almost like the Strip now where I have to choose my favorites and figure out what new stuff I want to try because there's so much that I have more options than meals.
Yeah. Mike has one other question. He is wondering what we prefer when faced with the choice of Foundation Room and Skyfall Lounge. We haven't tried Skyfall Lounge yet because it just opened. Those are both at Mandalay Bay. Well, Skyfall Lounge is at Delano, but the Mandalay Bay campus.
Complex.
Yes. Foundation Room is cool. Yeah. I like it a lot.
I think
right now I'd go with Skyfall just because we haven't been up there. And I really like that view when it was, we were up there when it was its previous incarnation as Mix.
Foundation Room, you've got that, if you've seen a bunch of those travel specials, you've got that iconic view with the Mandalay Bay sign and you're looking all the way down the strip, if that's important to you.
Yeah, but the view at Skyfall, you actually have a more direct view because you're not seeing part of the building. I actually like the view from Skyfall a little bit better.
Okay.
Where you don't have the building.
You don't have that giant gold wall to the left.
When you're taking pictures. Yeah. They're both cool views, but yeah.
And Foundation Room's a little easier to get into now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you can pay a cover. Yeah. It used to be very hard to get into. It
used to be all Shishi members only ship, and now, you can pay and get up there, so. All right. Thanks, Mike. We hope you had or have a great trip. I'm guessing it probably already passes from November. I'm so not helpful. All right. We've got a series of questions from Danny from Houston. He likes to do this to us. These came in December 1st. We're not going to go so long before our next Dear Tim and Michelle segment. So if you want to send questions in, we won't hold them for 6 months next time.
By we mean you.
Yes. We've just had so much to talk about lately. All right. So Danny likes, I think he's done this to us before with kind of the series of questions. Remove one thing from Vegas to make Vegas better. People, place, thing, concept, anything, but just one.
Street performers.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I can see that. I was going to go with fees just because that's what's irritating everybody these days.
Yeah, fees suck.
No, street performers. I like your answer too.
But yeah, there's this whole like, it would just improve traffic flow so much and it would improve the atmosphere and
Yep. Okay. Good answer. I like yours. Define Vegas by three casino resorts. So in other words, if Vegas only had these three places, it would be ultimate Vegas.
Bellagio.
Agreed. Just because of the visuals and the big spectacle of the fountains.
Caesars? Just because it's so historic and massive?
Yeah, probably it's one of the more familiar. And then I'm going to say MGM Grand.
Yes, yeah.
Also the visual of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, like, am I missing an obvious one? Maybe Wynn, but I don't know. That hasn't been around long enough where I don't think it has the iconic status yet.
I think
yet.
Vegas obsessives would think of that, but I don't think you're...
Yeah. I think the giant green MGM brand, the Bellagio fountains, and Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's or Luxor, maybe, because Luxor, I mean, I wouldn't say Luxor for the atmosphere.
No.
God, no. But because just the visual with the skylight thingy. I would say Caesar's over Luxor, though.
And I don't know how much he was, I'm thinking purely of the visual element of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're looking for the experience, I don't know, you'd get into anything.
But yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with those three.
Okay.
Number three, for whatever reason, you find out 2016 is the last year you can visit Vegas. Okay, the budget allows for either. These are our options: a 10-day trip, or three. I feel like we've had this one before. A 10-day trip, or three 3-day trips. Which do you choose, and what do you do? What is the last thing you do in Vegas before your last flight out? Wow, that is depressing.
And those are our only options.
1 10-day trip or 3 2-night trips. So it's either nine nights or, well, 1 10-day trip, which is 9 nights, or 3 3-day, 2-night trips. Well, I'm going to have to go with the 9 nights because that's a longer trip.
Yeah.
Plus all the travel time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the longer.
I think I would too.
The longer trip. I would feel like it was more of a thing.
I think I would get a lot more out of it just because, yeah. And then we could stay on the strip. We could stay downtown. We could change it up a little bit and have like 3 vacations in one.
I would eat at all the places I love to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I'd gamble a lot.
Yeah.
I just do more, all the things that I like to do now, really.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure that my super favorite things that I didn't miss them because I'd never get to do them again. So yeah. I'd make sure and have one more verbena at Chandelier. 1.5,
yeah. In Cosmo.
Yeah.
All the pancakes. I would eat all the pancakes.
For sure.
Have some conies.
Yeah, hit all the favorite restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't like thinking about that. That's a horrible question, Danny. How dare you? What would be the last thing?
It's just funny that it's become more about food and drink for me.
Yeah. What's the last thing you would do before your last flight out?
Cry.
I don't know. I'd probably be on a gambling binge.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a happier one. You're designing a surprise trip for your spouse.
Aww.
What are the things you'll make sure to include so that trip is customized to their preferences? For you, I would do some sort of a spa thing.
Aww.
We'd probably end up at Gordon Ramsay Steak just because that's always been a good special occasion restaurant for us. And I would make sure we'd probably end up in a wraparound suite at Cosmo, or no, that's not true. We would end up in a 2-story suite because you've always wanted to do that.
Okay.
If I could afford that. Otherwise it would be a Cosmo, wraparound with a fountain view because you really like having a nice view.
I do.
Generally. So those would be my main things that I would probably take into consideration.
See, you came up with that off the bat, and I'm
That's because I'm
time.
Always thinking, how can I make my wife happy?
That's so sweet.
Mainly, it's what goes into most of my thoughts.
Let's see. For us, it would be, I wouldn't be allowed to discuss any shopping, and I would pack on time. I would be packed before I brought the trip up.
Wow.
And be like, honey, we're going to Vegas. I'm already packed.
Wow. That would be a huge surprise.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Never going to happen.
I would make sure you had a huge gambling budget.
Doesn't work.
I don't know. I feel like I'm
you're really
completely
here.
Failing.
You're really letting me down. This trip sucks. What a horrible birthday.
Well, what about you? I mean, you like similar things. You like a nice view.
Yeah, I do.
You like a big
room.
It's
not as important. I like a larger room.
You like a big room. Okay, I would get a big room with
a steam shower.
With a steam shower.
The steam shower. I love that.
Big room, steam shower. Maybe a nice little bar in the room just to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Hookers, of course.
Of course.
That's a given. That's every birthday anyway.
Hookers and cocaine.
Yeah. I'll let you off the hook. That's good.
Okay.
Enough. I'm happy with hookers and cocaine.
All right.
Okay. Final question from Danny. And this is he said some ridiculousness. The local pet store has a drawing for a free trip to Vegas. You win. Oh, thanks. I'm so glad we won. However, a couple caveats.
Uh-oh.
You must take the dogs and you must drive. The pet store will provide a $1,000 gift card for gas and sundry items. Cover your stay at any hotel for up to 5 nights and cover all food and beverage.
Nope.
Do you take the trip or a $500 consolation prize?
Yes.
I'm taking the $500 consolation prize.
You could not pay me to drive.
A 24-hour drive with our dogs.
Oh, God.
And then
we wouldn't make it through South Dakota.
And then having to deal with them when we get there? No.
Nope.
No,
nope.
I'll take the money.
I love our dogs, but Vegas is to be experienced without our dogs.
That is absolutely absolutely ridiculous, and I love it. I love these questions. Mm-hmm. So thank you, Danny.
Even though it made me look like a bad wife. Thank you, Danny.
Part of the problem is me, because I don't, like, I'm not helpful when it comes to, like, what do you want to do? I'm like, I don't know. Anything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I just, so you can blame me. All right. So with that, I have a book called The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas.
What?
I'm going to play a couple clips for you. So we have this book comes in paperback.
Many formats.
Ebook or audiobook. And you can find links to all of those at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com. Amazon and Audible, of course, are probably the two most common place where people are buying it. But it's available on iTunes for if you're into iBooks. And I think Kindle from Barnes & Noble, too. So let's see. I need to set up these clips. I feel like I'm on a talk show. One of the things that's very important to me, for me personally, for our trips, I think for you as well. I'll speak for you. We're married. My thoughts are yours. Yours are mine. Mm-hmm. but we've talked about this before on our trips, and we've talked about it a little bit on the podcast, in that when we're there for a limited amount of time, it's our vacation. We're trying to get the most out of our vacation. And obviously, a lot of times when people are going to Las Vegas, they don't want to get ripped off. Mm-hmm. That's why we have a lot of calls on here about, like, people are upset about resort fees, and people are upset about being long hauled in a cab. It's not necessarily
or bad service.
Yeah, bad service. All those things. You want your experience to be great. You want to get the most value out of it. So one part of that is money, and you don't want to be ripped off. You don't want to feel like you didn't get the most for your money. The second part of that, and the part that I'm talking about in this clip, is the value of time. And because we do have a limited number of hours in Las Vegas, I put a very high value on that time. And that goes into the way that we choose the things that we do. And that is what this part of the book is about. Time as currency. Discovering hidden gems not frequented by tourists is part of the appeal and excitement of traveling. When visiting Chicago, San Francisco, or London, I love exploring different neighborhoods, seeking out local treasures, and wandering beyond the typical tourist attractions. In Las Vegas, however, I am unapologetically a tourist. I spend the majority of my time within walking distance of Las Vegas Boulevard and Fremont Street. I'm not suggesting you should enjoy Vegas in the same manner I do. The great thing about Las Vegas is the wide variety of experiences available to meet just about every preference. If you find the Bagel Barn on Charleston Avenue irresistible, by all means go there. It's your vacation, so do what you enjoy. I simply encourage you to consider not only the monetary cost of each part of your Las Vegas trip, but also the time expenditure, so you don't end your trip feeling like you didn't pack in as much fun as you should have. 500 listeners often provide recommendations for restaurants, bars, casinos, and other attractions located off the beaten path. However, I have little interest in including most of them in my Vegas plans. It's not that I don't trust the reviews, nor do I fault anyone for making off-strip destinations part of their Las Vegas fun. My personal rejection of these recommendations comes from my view of vacation time as currency. As part of my trip, I have a limited amount of money to spend on food, drinks, and gambling. I also have a limited number of hours. My typical Las Vegas trip lasts about 5 nights. Depending on flight times, I have approximately 140 hours in town. Subtracting sleep and getting ready each day brings my total down to about 100 hours. That's not a lot of time. I evaluate every experience, meals, cocktails, and gambling sessions, based not only on monetary costs, but also on time value. Some people make spreadsheets to plan every moment and every movement during their trip. I'm a geek, but I have my limits. Besides, when in Las Vegas, there's no way I would stick to pre-documented plans. However, when faced with a choice, time always plays into my decision. When considering whether to have breakfast at Dupar's at Golden Gate, located no more than a few blocks from any hotel on Fremont Street, or going to the Egg and I on Sahara, I can't justify the additional time it takes to deal with transportation to and from the Egg and I. It's 13 minutes each way from Fremont Street by car. Adding in time for parking and walking to and from the car, let's say the total round-trip transportation time is 40 minutes, compared to perhaps 10 for Dupar's. While the Egg and I comes highly recommended and is by most accounts quite tasty, I suspect that I wouldn't find it to be 30 minutes tastier than my other more convenient option. And I'm not willing to expend the time to find out. During a 1999 guys trip, a man sitting next to my brother at a Stratosphere video poker bar touted the benefits of taking the free shuttle bus from Stardust to Samstown. Once you get to Samstown, you can take another free shuttle bus pretty much anywhere in the city. It quickly became a running joke that taking the free shuttle to Samstown was the best transportation method regardless of where we were going. Free shuttles are great, but I view the time required to take a shuttle from the Strip to Samstown and then another one from Samstown to downtown as more valuable than the money I'd save just by cabbing it. Likewise, Samstown is known to have great gambling conditions than those found in tourist areas, but I can find video poker pay tables that I consider good enough in more convenient locations rather than spending a chunk of my extremely limited time traveling to Samstown. Unlike many large cities, the neighborhoods in Las Vegas simply aren't that compelling compared to the Strip and Fremont Street. That's not to say everything off Strip is bad, it's just not that much better to justify the time required to enjoy them as part of my 100 hours of Vegas time. If nationwide chains completely overran the tourist areas, I would feel much differently. However, the Strip and Fremont Street areas have so many great options unavailable not only near my home, but in many cases anywhere else in the world. I value my limited time as much as my limited dollars, so I choose not to spend that time on experiences comparable or only marginally better than those I would have without using up additional minutes or hours. I like ending each day feeling like I got the most possible time value, and I continue to find the most value per minute around the Strip in Fremont. Did you enjoy that part of the book?
Sure.
All right, so I'm going to play one more. And this is kind of a goofy little section of the book where I discuss one of the troubling trends in Las Vegas. One of the things that I'm not super thrilled about when it comes to room design. And I think many of the listeners may agree with this, or may not, but either way, I think you'll be amused. No privacy for the naked. With the exception of a relatively niche handful of German Scheisse porn connoisseurs, people would rather not be privy to the bathroom practices of others. And yet, in recent years, Las Vegas hotel room designers have treated the bathroom as though it's part of the city's entertainment experience. It began when Rio included a small window from the bedroom into the shower. Others have followed suit with similar privacy be damned features. Flamingo's Go Rooms have sliding, frosted glass bathroom doors with no locks. The Cosmopolitan and SLS suites include floor-to-ceiling windows between the bedroom and shower. The Cromwell's rooms include full-length, two-way mirrors from the bedroom into the shower. Such whimsical features may be acceptable for visitors traveling with a significant other. However, that girls' weekend celebrating your friend Darlene's 50th birthday will take a tragic turn if open access to the shower gives you a glimpse of her lightning bolt-shaved pube patch, and let's not even discuss the ramifications of these rooms when traveling with teenagers. The go room doors aren't transparent, but they still provide little privacy. Frosted glass leads to unintentional shadow puppet shows, and because Flamingo isn't known for its attention to detail, sometimes the doors malfunction, sliding open a couple inches on their own. That's a delightful little surprise when you're trying to squeeze out last night's all-you-can-eat prime rib dinner. Far too often, the minimal privacy protection, in the form of a curtain or blinds, is located on the outside. Shouldn't the naked person control access? Even when traveling with a spouse, giving control to the person in the bedroom can lead to problems. Feeling playful, you may decide to pull back the curtain at the exact moment your hubby is aggressively taking a soapy washcloth to Buttcrack Boulevard. I don't care how solid your relationship is, seeing your partner scour Trouble Valley like he's trying to separate baked-on tomato sauce from a lasagna pan is the beginning of the end of any relationship. When it comes to bathroom design, hotels should take the opposite approach. Next time I stay at Wynn, I want to turn on the television in the bathroom and be greeted by Steve Wynn's warm voice. Welcome to your bathroom here at Wynn Las Vegas. If you're like most people, you enjoy a peaceful, private experience when using this space. When designing each of our luxurious guest suites, we spared no expense to ensure your comfort and privacy. Each restroom was constructed using state-of-the-art soundproofing materials and the only panic room technology endorsed by Jodie Foster. My hotel may be known for its surprises, but I guarantee your bathroom experience won't be one of them. Okay, so there you go. That's my feeling on bathroom trends in Las Vegas. And I apologize for the extremely horrible Steve Wynn impression at the end of that. I wasn't even trying that hard to do a good one because it was a lost cause. I'm not capable, but I think you got the vibe. Anyway, so I hope you like those clips. I hope that gives you a little taste for the book.
Maybe you can practice that around the house. Not the Steve Wynn.
Steve Wynn thing. That would get old real fast for both of us, I think. Yeah, so there you go. If you have not already read the book or heard the book, and you think that those clips are moderately intriguing, then you can buy it. It's available at LasVegasOutsidersBook.com, through Amazon, through Audible, through iTunes, through Kindle, all those places. And we do appreciate you checking that out. All right. So with that, we will be back next week with a bunch of stuff to talk about from our trip.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to sharing our
adventures.
Our adventures with you over the next few weeks. 500bymidnight.com is the website. And you can send Dear Tim and Michelle questions if you have them to 500@gmail.com.
Where he will sit on them for the next 6 months.
No, I promise not to sit on them for that long. I'm going to be much more diligent about responding to emails. If you haven't heard from me, if you emailed me something at some point and haven't heard from me, at this point it's a lost cause. So send it again. I cleaned out my email box the other day and I'm like, you know what? If I haven't responded to somebody in 9 months, they've probably forgotten they sent this. So I'm at the point where, like, I'm starting over,
mm-hmm, and I'm clean slate,
making it my pledge to be much better about responding to emails. So if you send me something, I will respond.
Didn't you make the same pledge about
quicker
6 months ago?
Shut up. And I'm going to stick to it this time. You can find me on Twitter. I'm 500. You can find her on Twitter. She's Anita Martini. Our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, 702-866-9494. We always love to hear from you, and you can share your reviews, your thoughts, your opinions, whatever else is on your mind that's Vegas related. That's going to do it for this week. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We will be back very soon with another show, and until then, we hope you have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.